This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The single biggest global ransomware attack yet continues to bite as more details emerge on how a Russian-linked gang breached the company whose software was exploited. In essence, the criminals used a tool that helps protect against malware to spread it widely. Thousands of victims had been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to $5 million reported. The attack comes less than a month after President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to help and stop providing safe haven to ransomware gangs, including the one responsible for the attack. Rescuers searched through more rubble Monday after the last of the collapsed Florida condo building was demolished, which allowed crews into previously inaccessible places, including bedrooms where people were believed to be sleeping at the time of the disaster. They did face a new challenge from thunderstorms that hit the area as Tropical Storm Elsa approached. Tropical Storm Elsa swept over western Cuba and Havana with strong winds and rain Monday night. Forecasters say it would be able to move on to the Florida Keys Tuesday and Florida Central Coast by Wednesday. The storm was passing over mainly rural areas to the east of Havana after making landfall near one area, which is a park. Natural park with inhabitants. This is VOA News. Canada is easing related border crossing restrictions because of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more details.
Canada is easing some pandemic restrictions along its border with the United States. Canadian citizens and permanent residents who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now skip a 14-day quarantine requirement that has been in place since March 2020. Additionally, eligible air travelers no longer have to spend their first 3 days in the country at government-approved hotels. However, restrictions barring all non-essential trips between Canada and the United States remain in place until at least July 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says plans to totally reopen the border will be announced in a few weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Taliban negotiator reaffirmed the group's commitment to a durable peace for Afghanistan through negotiations rather than military force. Speaking to British broadcaster Sky from Qatar, where Taliban leaders have resumed long-delayed peace talks with representatives of the Afghan government, the negotiator also said the group had committed to not only allowing attacks on the U.S. or its allies from Afghan territory. The Taliban has made territorial gains, particularly in the north of the country, since the U.S. announced its withdrawal from troops from the country in mid-April. As the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks approaches, victims' families are pressing the courts to answer what they see as lingering questions about the Saudi government's role. A lawsuit that accuses Saudi Arabia being complicit took a major step forward this year with questioning under oath of former Saudi officials, but those depositions remain under seal, and the U.S. has withheld the trove of their documents as too sensitive for disclosure. The information vacuum has bewildered families who have tried to make it the case that the Saudi government facilitated the attacks. Past investigations have outlined ties between the Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but they've not established the government was directly involved. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.